Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hosler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Fox and he is safe. Mostill steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Berg and he is out, Redfern applying the tag. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Cobb moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Hale moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up beyond second. Redfern can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Hale scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Hauser moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball four. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hostler misplays the ball. That's an error on Hostler. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosler hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grove moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Cecil scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. There goes Redfern trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Hauser moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Joe Hosler. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Grove hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Fox and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-2 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Hauser moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel has Hauser trapped. There's the throw to Berg and over to Kom, who tags Hauser for the out. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grove hits a pop-up towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-3 in the game. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Cobb moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive towards third. Kom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing right field. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.